There is our bell, and that tells us that it is now time for class session 536 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. What we've been doing is studying about the reign of David, and we spent some time talking about how he attempted to bring the ark to Jerusalem. He eventually did so, but first, after a failure, because he tried to bring the ark to Jerusalem his own way instead of God's way. In looking at this Bible school and as a guide to helping us study this, we're looking at Elam's notes, and these are Sunday school notes that he wrote for Sunday schools long ago. And I want to read a little bit to you here from the Sunday school notes he wrote for March 16th, 1924, about this episode. E.A. Elam wrote, "It was God's will for David to remove the ark, but David made a grievous mistake in the way he at first undertook to do it. The people saw why God blessed Obed-Edom and reported the same to David. You see, after Uzzah died, they quit this parade of carrying the ark to Jerusalem and held the ark was stayed in the house of Obed-Edom. And while the others were cursed for not doing what God said, Obed-Edom himself was blessed by God because the ark was there. And that must have been also because of the reverence he had toward it and the care he had in keeping it. So the people saw why God blessed Obed-Edom and reported the same to David. And David and the people had learned the important lesson that their own sin had brought this curse of God upon them." Then we read, "David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David. How did he do it this time? Well, then said David, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites." 1 Chronicles 15:2. And that according to Numbers chapter 4 in verse 15. So David gathered together the priest and said, "For because ye bear it not at the first, Jehovah our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not according to the ordinance." The King James Version says there, "not according to the due order." Then the priests sanctified themselves and bear the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded according to the word of Jehovah. The great lesson we need to learn from this story is, it's not enough to have good intentions, or even enough to try to do God's things, but we must learn to do God's things God's way. It does not bring honor and glory to God for us to ignore God's ways when we're trying to do God's things. One of the mottos we often speak is that we are to speak where the Scriptures speak, be silent where the Bible is silent, and do Bible things in Bible ways. Well, David learned that lesson the hard way. But now we're going to talk about a different subject, about why David was not permitted to build the temple. And in just a few moments, I'm going to be reading from 2 Samuel 7, verses 1 through 17. Now, you may want to turn in your Bible so you can follow along with that reading. And while you're doing so, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And I want to mention this as well. Our common practice on Wednesday evenings is to spend the first Wednesday evening of the month gathering together with one another and singing hymns. But the rest of the Wednesday evenings of the month, we have a Bible study. and we're currently involved in a special kind of Bible study. You see, we at the Rockcliffe Church of Christ, because we love our neighbors and we care about them, send out a publication about, I think it's 6 times a year, called House to House, Heart to Heart. And it is just filled with rich and applicable and good religious material. Some of you hearing this program may have seen copies of House to House, Heart to Heart, and if it is, you know what I'm talking about. When I knock doors around our building and visit our neighbors and let them know they're welcome to come to Rockcliffe, I let them know we're the ones that send them House to House, Heart to Heart. And when they find that out, I generally have a good reception. Well, this is what we're doing on Wednesday evenings. Because of the interest and the acceptance of that publication, we are using that as a guide to guide us through our Bible studies on Wednesday evenings. We're calling this Community Heart to Heart Bible Studies. If you have a copy of a House to House, Heart to Heart, and you want to study that with us, bring that with you to the meeting house Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. And if you don't have a copy with you, come anyway, because we'll have extra copies. And you will be free to participate in our discussion. But if you don't feel comfortable participating, you are just free to sit and listen and absorb and consider the things which we are teaching and saying as we go through this publication. And we hope by this means it will demonstrate the love we have for our neighbors and the great desire we have to make sure we are doing all we can to teach God's Word everywhere, and particularly in our little location in Warren County. But now, having said that, I want to return to our Bible studies here about the reign of David, and I want to read to you 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. We read, "And it came to pass, when the king dwelt in his house, and Jehovah had given him rest from all his enemies round about, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but this ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in thy heart, for Jehovah is with thee. And it came to pass that same night that the word of Jehovah came unto Nathan, saying, Go, and tell my servant David, Thus saith Jehovah, Shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even unto this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. And in all places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to be shepherd of my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be prince over my people, over Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and I have cut off all thine enemies from before thee. And I will make thee a great name, like unto the name of the great ones that are in the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first, and as from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. And I cause thee to rest from all thine enemies. Moreover, Jehovah telleth thee that Jehovah will make thee a house when thy days are fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with their fathers. I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels. And I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And I will be his father, and he shall be to be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chastise him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men, but my loving kindness shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee, and thy house and thy kingdom shall be made sure forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Now let's return to Elam's notes, and I'll try to follow along with some of the texts that he recommends for us to read as we do this. Here's some of the following facts that we should note from that reading. Number one, after David has built his own house of cedar, and Jehovah had given him rest from all his enemies round about, while the ark of God was still in curtains, as it says in 1 Chronicles 17:1, and it came to pass when David dwelt in his house that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of Jehovah dwelleth under curtains. The desire arose in David's heart to build for the ark and, therefore, for God, a permanent and worthy house. This was a noble purpose for which the Lord blessed David. Number two, God approved this desire, but sent Nathan the prophet to David to make known his will concerning this house. He said David should not build this house because God had not dwelt in a house since he delivered Israel from Egypt, but had gone from tent to tent, because in all places they had gone, he had never said, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? And because, as David told Solomon, the Lord said to David, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast shed much blood on the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born unto thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon. By the way, a name which means peaceful. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his day. He shall build me a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father. That's 1 Chronicles 22:7-10. Let me read also 1 Kings 5:2-5, where we read, And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, Thou knowest how David my father could not build a house for the name of Jehovah his God for the wars which were about him on every side, until Jehovah put them under the soles of his feet. But now Jehovah my God hath given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And because I propose to build a house for the name of Jehovah my God, as Jehovah spake unto David my father, saying, Thy son, whom I set upon thy throne in thy room, he shall build the house for my name. And so, going back to Elam's notes, this temple that was to be built by Solomon, it was a type of God's spiritual temple, or building. That building now, that spiritual building, is on earth now, and it is his church. Listen to these following passages. 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are God's fellow workers. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's buildings. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man destroy the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, and such as ye are. 1 Timothy 3:14-15. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how men ought to behave themselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Hebrews 3:4-6. For every house is builded by someone, but he that built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were afterward to be spoken. But Christ the Son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our boldness and the glorying of our hope firm to the end. When we return, we'll talk more about the church as God's temple.